Coach Wilson had nothing but good things to say about it. He said he had a lot of fun, and good group to work with.
Yeah, we had a good bunch of kids, and out of the 18 girls we took, and we kind of split them up, try to even our teams up a little bit, and I think we were pretty even. So pleased with the effort that we got out of kids, and you always think maybe you could do better, but our goal is to get ourselves into that championship round, and we had that opportunity, and unfortunately we had to play a first round of it. We had to play the team that won the thing, but and a group of kids that were out of Texas that their high school team gets to stay together, I guess, the way I kind of understand it. And so they've been playing all summer together, and our kids were all put together from different schools. So still pleased that we got to that championship round, and like I said, we got beat by a good ball club, but we had our opportunities and just managed to not get it done at the end.
Of course, your bunch, Coach, you knew a lot of those young ladies, had a chance to watch them last year or so. So that kind of helped you out a little bit too, didn't it?
Well, yeah. We had four girls from Cambridge. Of course, they've played together and basically been playing since they were freshmen. And had Allie Nowles from Southwest. And then we had two girls from Cozad on that group. And then another gal from up in the Sandhills. So, kind of a group. And then we had Bailey Faber from McCook on our group, and we had eight players and tried to play them all, and unfortunately we lost the one gal from Cozad. She had a knee issue to start with, and she got hurt in our second match of the day. In fact, just coming back, she had to sit in the front seat on the airplane so she'd keep her legs straightened out. So unfortunately she only got to play in two matches, actually only got to play in two sets, so not a good situation there. But all in all, our kids played well together, and seeing some of those kids play from last year, I think some of those kids stepped up and played better than what they did a year ago, and so they have the ability down the season here now to get themselves better and hopefully improve from where they were a year ago.
I know, talking to Coach Wilson, that you guys might maybe try to do this again. Every year you got to say, it's our last year, but that's according to him. And you tell us, maybe another year.
Well, the way it kind of sounds, on the way over, he said he had a gal from home here that kind of was wanting to go. Mother was wanting her to go for next year. And then we had the girl from Alma that was going to go this year that was signed up, ready to go. And then she blew her knee the very last week of the regular season in basketball. So, and she was kind of wanting to go next year. So possibly we already got two players that may be back. And then we got one that, another gal from Alma that was a setter for Rich that says she's coming back next year. So I guess, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. And I'm not getting any younger on this, so I guess we'll see what happens. But it's enjoyable just to kind of get out of here and get over there and be able to see kids play and go against some of the competition. And we know some of the college coaches, that we've been over there with for 7-8 years it's been going also. So kind of interesting to see them every year, see how their seasons have gone, how some things have changing in the coaching, recruiting, and so on. So it's kind of a learning experience yet from that standpoint.
I take it, I'm not sure what kind of offense you ran. I know you had a great setter in Brielle Miller, you had Big Middle with Aaron Johnson. You had, J.C. Kent playing an outside maybe for you. I'm not for sure if that's actually where she played. Bailey Faber playing back row, so some kids. You had a chance, again, to watch at times different games throughout the season.
Well, yeah, Brielle Miller is a very good setter. She did a very good job of moving the ball around. And, we had kind of had some issues with consistency and had to run around a little bit on some things, but she did a good job of delivering the ball. And of course, you don't have a setter, it's kind of like a pitcher in baseball or softball. If you don't have that, you're in trouble to start with. And the biggest thing that really hurt us is we just kind of struggled with our serving and with kids that, usually during the course of the year, they're stat-wise, had good serving statistics, but we really suffered with that, it seemed like, over there. And of course, kids are, the time change, and we were up early every morning. So in fact, the day that we left to go play in the tournament, we left at 6:15 from the hotel, and then didn't walk off the floor till like it was around 7 o'clock that night. So it was a very, very long day, and kids are already tired a little bit, so you don't know how they're going to perform throughout the day. But one of the players I was really pleased with is Erin Johnson. I thought she really stepped up from where she was a year ago. She didn't play back row for their team, and I called serves for her, which she had never had happen before, and she actually ended up being our best server at placing the ball. She did a very good job on that, and really improved playing in back row from what I'd seen her from a year ago. So I was really pleased with her effort. And then we were kind of screwed up with the libero position. Normally, you know, you're going to pull your middles out most of the time is what happens. But with J.C. Kent, you know, she's primary passer for Cambridge and one of our better passers here on this team. And I couldn't afford to pull her out of there. And so Bailey only got to play basically for one person back there. So that kind of took that advantage away from us that you normally would have with libero. And then a couple of our hitters were not big, so that kind of hurts you a little bit on the blocking end of things also. But overall, just pleased with our kids, and, you know, hopefully they got some good experience. Allie Nowlin's coming off the surgery she had here about, I don't know, 5-6 weeks ago, and she's definitely not totally healed up from that, but she hit the ball well for us and served well for us. So, you know, hopefully those kids that are coming back next year on their teams are going to be a little bit tougher than what they were this past year. So time will tell. That season's going to be starting here before too long. So, in fact, the kids we have from Cozad, we got back into Denver at 2:00 in the morning there yesterday morning, and they were going to have to walk on the court today to try and play. So it's going to be a very, very long day for them.
Well, it's, you've been doing this, what, 20 years with this? You and Coach Wilson doing this, and it's a thing. I'm sure it gets bigger and better. You had the COVID situation a couple of years ago, but after that, everything's kind of back to normal and getting bigger and better all the time?
Well, yeah, we started in 2000 with this, and of course it varies from year to year, the number of teams that you have, and I think the largest we've ever had over there is, like, we had 40 or 41 teams there, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, something like that. And of course, the COVID deal has kind of hurt that. And it also kind of hurts some of the things we've been able to do with kids over there. We've always taken our kids snorkeling at Hananama Bay. Now they're limiting that to 750 people a day, where they used to be 3,000 a day went into that. And you can't just drive, you know, you used to have an outfit take you in there and furnished all the gear and everything. And you cannot do that now. You have to pre-register. And there's just some things like that that have happened along the way. And, you know, even the company that we go with used to do more things. It always took us up on the North Shore and able to see that area up there where the big surfing goes on and some of the things up there. And it just, they struggle with bus drivers over there, just like everybody around here is looking for people to work. It's kind of the same situation that it is over there. And, of course, the cost of everything to do those things, you know, when you're hauling a legaba people around, there's a lot of bus fees and that type of thing. So it kind of hurts in that respect, but kids still had a good time doing things that they haven't been able to do, you know, in this part of the country. And I think they all had a good time and had a good experience over there. So hopefully we can get some more ready to go back next year, and we'll just have to wait and see how that happens here in the next months ahead.